Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio to the segment of the program that we love to talk about, My Story.
That's right. We get lots of feedback from My Story. I get sent many emails from people that have either listened to one of the My Stories on Mind Food Radio or in the magazine. Today, I'd like to welcome to the show Josie Galliano. Being a carer is a non-stop job, as many of you out there would know. But sometimes you'd like just to clock off and just be you. And I know you can sometimes juggle so many balls and keep things happening. So welcome to the show, Josie.
Thank you so much, Michael. Great to speak with you.
Now, over the last 5 years, your life has been mostly, I guess, about others, particularly your mother and your twins, one of them with autism. Can you tell us about your story?
Okay. Well, I guess my father died many years ago when I was 13 and my mum was in her early 50s. So I guess I kind of adopted that caring role, whether I liked it or not, many years ago, and that kind of stayed with me and became part of my personality. So it was interesting when I finally had my babies. I had twins 5 years ago, and a few months in, my mum got quite ill, and then I reverted again to being her carer, and, you know, obviously already with my full-time role of being mum of twins. So it was kind of confronting, because I guess we kind of write our life scripts in our head, and when it doesn't go the way we expected, it's confronting, and it brings up all sorts of emotions that you can't kind of control and that surprise you. So I guess, you know, being a carer, that comes with the territory of being a mum, but when you have all these extra elements like you've just described, it's really confronting.
Just give us some practical advice about how you manage it all.
Well, I think the first thing to do is to acknowledge that it is a tough task, and it seemingly feels like it will last. This period of hardship, I guess, will last forever. But for me, I just kept thinking in my brain, and I still do to this day, that this is a time that will pass, a time that hopefully does get easier. And top of the list for me was keeping interest from my past life when I was a little bit more footloose and fancy-free, very important. So as a freelance journo and an ex-editor, for me, staying connected with my networks was super important.
When you actually went back and you spent time with those people, perhaps they were ex-work colleagues or old friends, did a lot of their life seem quite trivial, and some of the things they were talking about, whether it was work issues or whatever, quite trivial, and you really just didn't have time for it?
A particularly hard 12 months, so a couple of friendships have kind of fallen by the wayside because of that. But by the same token, going back into that media sphere and talking with my media pals and you know, even old friends, any lighthearted banter actually made things easier for me to deal with, and kind of strangely put things in perspective in reverse, so to speak. Yeah. I kind of felt like, you know what, there is a world out there that is fun and light and humorous, and, you know, humor is the thing that's always kept me going. So it was actually a great outlet for me, and it was crucial to my mental well-being. There's certain elements of you that you want to retain, and I guess when you're a carer, it kind of gets lost in the whole day-to-day drudgery and responsibilities and commitments. And so having, you know, my writing work, for example, and my blogging, super important to me, very important. It honestly has kept me sane all this time, and, you know, social networking has been very important for me, and, you know, old school friends. So I guess for me, mixing elements of my old and new life was absolutely vital.
Josie, thank you very much for your time today on Mind Food Radio. I think a lot of people will have appreciated your honesty in terms of how to, I guess, shift your focus when you are a non-stop carer out there, and you certainly juggle lots of balls, and I take my hat off to you. And
thank
for
you.
Anyone listening, the Josie's full story is going to be in the new edition of Mind Food coming out in February. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.